on today's show. I got another one of those stories that could go the entire hour, so just strap yourselves in for this one, because I gave the gift of hearing over the weekend, and I have it on video. There is proof. Do not come at me, bro, because this actually happened, and I'm so excited to tell you guys this story. It's heartwarming, it's unbelievable, and it's one of the coolest things that's ever happened to me as a DJ. We'll do that. Belly's got news from here in DC. None of us are going to have to tip anymore, and we're so freaking excited about it. Belly's mad. I'm happy. Potts is about to fire off. Brax is in the house. It's all coming up next on Looch Dog in the Morning, so strap it on, folks, from TTR Studios.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Skater D.
Hey, I'm John Charles Meyer, producer of Dave Made a Maze.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Lodotti, author of Play the Devil, and you are listening to Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
This is Andy fucking Cruz from SiriusXM 415, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning.
Number one podcast in the world. Yeah, boy.
Welcome back, folks. That is your boy, Looch Dog in the Morning. Excited to rock out with you. We've got a big one planned today. You cannot wait. Matty Potts joins us from the Santa Monica newsroom. Hello, brother. How are we feeling today?
Greetings and salutations. Feeling good.
He's up. He's ready with the sun. I'm going out there soon. I was telling him in the pre-show I'm not happy about it because it means I got to get up at the ass crack of dawn to do things with him. From his store, Marinate. Belly will be back here in the studio from Studio A. Belly, Matt LaBelle, what's up, man?
Not much. How you doing today, folks?
I'm good,
glad
dude.
To be here.
We have you've got a lot planned for us. You got a whole story to start the thing off.
Are we gonna start with me?
I will tease it, and then we are going to start with you today. Of course, we got Brax in blue. What's up, Brax? We going for a ride later?
How we doing? Yes, we are. Dude, you know us. Come
I
on.
Can't wait, man. We're gonna do it in about an hour and 10 minutes. We will go for a ride. We've got to take some video for all of our one wheel folks, but that is for Tuesdays. You know, this is Looch Dog in the Morning. Of course, we're going to give $100 away today. We didn't even talk about how we are going to do that, so we will discuss in our first break, and we will have that for you in the middle of the show. All right, look, we got a big, big story. I literally gave the gift of hearing. It happened, and I will get into that, but I have a feeling once I get going, I'm going to get going. So we want to clear some space here because Belly's got some news. It's really fascinating. So can you just take us through Initiative 77, please?
So Initiative 77 here in D.C. is something actually that's been passed pretty much in the entire East Coast, including California. That's why I want to talk to Potts about this. Initiative 77 is a referendum really to increase the minimum wage for workers in the service industry, like bartenders and servers, which will eventually by 2026, they're going to gradually increase this minimum wage from $3.33, what it currently is, to $15, which is the city's minimum wage.
Now, with that being said, already, Potts, do you have any thoughts on that and feelings?
I mean, now that I'm a tipped employee myself, bartending at a nightclub, I'm all for it. As a small business owner, I want to jump off a fucking bridge. But like right
exactly.
Now, it's 10 for people because they're not tipped. So at Marinate, it's $10.50, but it's going up to like $15 and I think eventually $20 or something at some point. But yeah, no, it's quickly creeping up to $15. And I am extremely opinionated on it because, of course, I want people to be able to afford to live. But obviously, if you work at McDonald's, should you be able to afford your family of three and pay for it? No. I mean, it's not a job that's supposed to be a fucking career. It's not a job that you're supposed to say, hey, I work at McDonald's. I'm going to have two kids and then complain about not being able to pay my bills. No, that's not how it is at all. And I mean, if, you know, the problem is people just have kids and then they blame the government or blame their employer for not being able to afford it. And that doesn't make any fucking sense. And of course, people are going to get all their panties in a bunch of like, well, we should be able to have a family. It's like, well, then fine. Then go get a job that pays you more. You can't expect to afford a family flipping fucking burgers.
Now, the question becomes, he makes a really good point. Obviously, I knew this was going to fire him up. I'm just going to be mediator. This is going to be basically Belly and Potts back and forth this whole segment. But Belly, not everybody has that opportunity to get a better job.
I mean,
they don't have kids.
I'm not saying,
but not everybody makes the choice to have kids either. So then what?
You're a problem. What do you mean you don't make the choice? Of course you make the fucking choice to have kids.
I love you as a brother, man. You didn't.
Yeah, but I chose not to use a condom, and I chose not to pull out. That's my own fucking problem, and now you deal with it. And now you know what I'm doing? I'm getting a second job to be able to afford a family. I'm working around the fucking clock.
And not only that, like, this two-income households.
It's okay, give it to him. Give him the touchdown first, because I want everybody to know that I appreciate what you're saying. But some people might say white privilege. Not everybody can get a second job.
I'm a bartender. How is that fucking white privilege? And you know what? I worked in the nightclub business for 20 years. And you know what it's led up to? A bartending job that I was very fortunate to get. And it was based on my 20 years of experience in management in nightclubs. That's why they gave me the job. That's because of my past. It had nothing to do with being white, for sure. And it had to be with knowing a lot of people, being in the right place at the right time. And I have a resume to back it up. So go fuck yourself.
Exacto mundo. So what Potts is really pointing out is, and what's the bigger concern for me, and what is actually, like, the studies have shown, like, so they've pretty much legalized or done this on the entire West Coast of the states.
Oh, like, this is already okay.
Washington, Oregon, California, all these places have done this. Now, the fear of this kind of thing in the service industry side of things is eventually people think in your mindset, we don't have to tip anymore.
That's the first thing that I heard. Well, isn't that how you started this conversation with telling me you don't have to tip anymore?
No, I didn't start it with that. I said they're increasing the minimum wage for service employees, which for tipped employees. The thing is, eventually the mindset will become we don't have to tip.
Is that what the employers are going for? Are they trying to make our customers feel like we don't have to tip the waiters anymore?
The problem for employers is unless you're a franchisee, unless you have the income that creates the ability to pay employees a minimum wage, because here's the thing. I always joke with customers. This is my main joke with customers. This is why you, and I point directly at them and say, this is why you pay me the big bucks and not them. Because I'm here for you, not them.
So,
but that's going to change completely when the fact is most heavy or long-time bartenders are going to get out of this game because $15 isn't enough. Because they make much, much more than $15 in minimum wage.
Potts isn't pulling in $1,200 with $15 an hour.
In 10 years, I want to know, I'm very interested to figure out in these states that have already legalized it and these places that have already legalized it, what are these bartenders going to be making now when people are going to start finally getting into the mindset? They know now that you're making 15 an hour. They're not going to tip you 20% anymore. That tip percentage is going to go down to 15, back to 15. Then it's going to go to 10. Then it's going to 5.
Potts, shouldn't it?
Well, so I think it's really based on the region because here in LA, people don't tip that well, period. I mean, people don't tip. So, I mean, I think it's like a cultural thing.
He's like, Luch, come move out here. People don't tip. It's great.
They don't, but it depends. So we have a thing at Academy, the nightclub I bartend at, where if a check is $60 or more, we auto-grad 18%. We're already talking about lowering that. So the solution's quite simple, auto-grad. Yeah. Another thing is, I'm also, when I'm like getting all fired up, I'm actually talking about something totally different, which is like minimum wage employees. And in that respect, there are, because I know I'm going to get blown up for saying like McDonald's, if you have 50 or more employees and you're like a franchise, like Belly was saying, you're already held to a higher standard where you have to pay more. And a lot of these rules don't apply to me as a small business owner, but minimum wage for me is increasing. And you have to, like, I signed a 10-year lease for a space. In 5 years, when the minimum wage has gone from, let's say, $10 to $15 an hour, the lease that I signed is based on certain sales projections and on certain overhead for labor being the main one. So how am I supposed to make money when the labor has increased by 50% in 5 years and I still have 5 years on my lease, which is also increasing by 3 to 5% a year?
Potts,
so
you're right.
If you want me, now you want people to fight, that's great. I employ people. I provide jobs, which I can't do if I'm out of business.
Right. And that's why I wanted to say, you're not wrong for getting fired up over this. Like, I love where your passion comes from. a lot of the rules that we're talking about don't apply to a small business. Like right. when we said, like a lot of people were getting on Potts because he was saying there's no way he could afford maternity leave for an employee. Well, of course he couldn't. He only has four employees, and that law only applies to people with 50 employees or more.
Right. So you know what I do? I keep all my employees at part-time so I don't get into any kind of full-time. So it's like literally what I do is I keep my employees at I just regulate the hours. So instead of paying these certain things, I just keep my employees under certain hours. And that's what every employer is going to do. And that's what big companies do as well. So they don't get stuck paying health insurance and maternity leave. They just keep you at 32 hours or less. Like there's a loophole for all of this.
So That is. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. So now you have employees that cannot pay. The reason that a lot of people can't make their bills is because they're kept at 30 hours, so they don't hit full time. And so you can't say, look, I just want to work. I don't care about all this, like the health benefits. I'm not going to have a kid. I don't need maternity leave. I just want to work. And that's not going to happen because the second you hit certain thresholds of hours per week, you're qualified for things that employers aren't going to pay you.
So from the social media lounge, you absolutely have white privilege. Being white helped you get to where you are.
Fuck off.
No, yeah, if you
some people don't even get a foot in the door or a chance to move up based on things like race.
Hold on, Potts. We're going to give you a chance to respond. Hold on. No one can hear you yet. Hold on. No one can hold on.
I was working my fucking ass off security, getting off at 7 a.m., living with my fucking dad. So fuck you and your white fucking privilege, motherfucker.
I knew that was going to fire him up. It's probably his sister that's...
Like fucking shit I've ever fucking heard.
It's probably his sister that's calling him on that, I would imagine.
I don't give a fuck. She's fucking ignorant as fuck. That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever fucking heard.
Okay, can you start... Okay, easy. Ass. Reel it in. Can you start the beginning of that rant? Because I had you muted, and I was trying to get you to stop so I could bring you up to start from... Why did that just bother you so much without calling our listeners ignorant?
Because he's worked hard.
Because I worked my fucking ass off. I started at the bottom.
He's failed businesses. He's worked hard in
businesses. I didn't get hired as a director of fucking operations for a nightclub. I started at the bottom, working the security at Nation Nightclub in D.C., sitting on a chair in front of a fucking bathroom till 6 in the morning, while all of my friends were out going to school, wasting their parents' fucking money on tuition. I lived with my dad. I drove a half hour to work one way, and I would drive back home. And I remember Monday morning as I was driving home out of D.C. into Woodbridge, I would see all the cars going into their 9-to-5 jobs. Yep. And I would laugh because I felt sorry for him. I was doing something that I liked, but it was not easy. And it took me 20 years to now get this sweet ass bartending gig so I can work that 3 days a week and then work marinate full fucking time where I'm not paying myself, but I'm paying all of my employees that I am employing. So fuck you and your white fucking privilege.
All right. So that is,
I employed 20, I employed at Sumo Salad in 1 year. I went through 75 employees. I had 25 employees on the roster at one time. Most first time jobs didn't know what the fuck they were doing. And I paid to train these motherfuckers.
I think that you have no reason to apologize for anything that you said.
And when you own your own fucking business, then you can fucking weigh in on the fucking social media lounge.
But
fucking sign some fucking paychecks.
But I think when you come at it with that tone, you lose them. Even though you're right, you lose them.
I don't care. You, because they're ignorant as fuck. When you say something like that and you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about and you don't own a business, you do not get an opinion. Fuck you.
Do you? Okay, take a deep breath because I'm not trying to calm you down. I just want a rational thought here. Is it easy? You obviously have a problem with people claiming white privilege. Obviously, white privilege exists.
I don't have health insurance. I do not have fucking health insurance.
I know.
And I employ people.
I know. And that's why I'm saying white privilege exists for sure. But I think it's easy to just claim, well, you're in a good place. You've got an opportunity. That's white privilege. And he's saying, excuse me. Just because I'm white doesn't mean I didn't work my fucking ass off to get here. And I think that's fair to say.
I turned 40 this week and I live in a fucking 400 square foot studio. Tell me how fucking white privilege I am. I live in a fucking college dorm room practically. So go fuck yourself.
So today in the social. Go ahead.
No, I do it because I'm making a sacrifice to do something better with my life. No one's handing me a goddamn thing.
So today in the social media lounge, we are handing out beatdowns. is what we're serving.
What we're fucking handing
big
out.
Six pack of cans of whoop ass. Belly, what's happening in there for right now? Are they mad at us now?
I don't know where to go. I don't know which one to say. Take like, them out. I don't know what.
Start reading. Start reading.
Okay. let's see. In between some other things, Jesus. We have tipping is weird as AF or tipping is weird AF.
Yes, it is.
Restaurants should have to pay employees minimum wage at least. Why do customers have to pay their salary?
Can I interject? It's Social Media Lounge, who's clearly firing us up today and doing their jobs.
This is a different person.
That's okay. I'm wondering, Braxton Blue, let's get you in here. Put that mic near you.
Can I add one more thing?
Yes, please.
America is one of the only countries that tips. Also, where do you draw the line? You don't tip at Walmart. You don't tip a Walmart cashier, but expected to tip the people at an ice cream shack?
Fantastic question. Now, my mom was talking to me because I was mentioning this whole wedding that I'm about to get into. And we were talking about tips, and she was like, do people actually usually tip you for a wedding? And I said, it's about half and half. But I want to know carry out. If Braxton Blue, you go to carry out, you go to, you know, Outback Steakhouse and you get it to go, you order it carry out, you show up, you drive there, you go to the carry out aisle or counter, are you tipping there? And if so, how much? What percentage?
No, you don't tip on carry out. They didn't serve you.
Social Media Lounge. Is he wrong? Because I know somebody who worked in carry out and her argument was, yeah, I make $8 an hour, but I bag all that up for you. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't get your food. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't make $213. Your job for eight.
Tip pool. If the cashiers are making tips, that should all be part of a fucking tip pool. So that's an internal problem. If they're just like a hostess at an Outback Steakhouse is part of the tip pool.
Right,
they
right.
get tipped out. You don't tip a fucking hostess.
So Potts, do you tip on if you order in this situation? Do you tip?
No, fuck no.
Belly?
I would actually not tip.
You don't tip when you go to carry out, not even a dollar? I usually tip a dollar
maybe
or two.
Maybe a dollar,
why?
But...
If they were to walk it to my car or something, which yeah. I think they actually do it out
oh,
back
wow.
too sometimes.
Yeah,
I
car
would.
Side to go, yeah, I would.
Well, because we've talked about this a lot. We go to Jersey Mike's all the time, and they have a button on the credit card reader when you swipe. You have, they say, okay, now just answer yeah. one of the questions, and then it'll...
Oh, I'm not tipping them.
And they force you to either click right in front of them, no tip, 10%, 15%. And it's like, yep. I don't like that, because this no. is not a tipping situation. Neither...
And another... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Another thing that's completely inappropriate and annoying as fuck when that screen says, do you want to like donate to Hurricane fucking go jerk yourself? And then and then to take it a step further is when the cashier asks you in front of it, like, oh, would you like to feed the homeless? Actually, I did when I gave the guy sitting out front a fucking dollar. So go fuck yourself.
Does it
there
make
too.
You feel like, Belly, do you ever feel like when they ask you to do that and your answer makes you feel like, no, I'm just a terrible person. Do you want to donate a dollar to cancer? No, I'm awful.
Listen, I don't have that many dollars.
Dude, it's true. I don't
have
if
enough
I,
dollars.
If I tip every time
myself.
Someone asks me or I got my own fucking problem, you know, financial problems.
You do. And I love your look. I love where your passion comes from. You know, ideally, we wouldn't just curse out the listeners, but sometimes you got to just put them in their place, Potts.
And you know what? On Facebook, Facebook could go fuck yourself. So there's this thing now on Facebook when it's your birthday, you can start some like crowdfund
yeah.
for charity. So I went on Facebook and I was going to do it for myself, but you can't do it for yourself. I wanted to just start a crowdfund for my own so people can donate to me.
Please, donate to me.
A non-profit organization. You can't do it for yourself. So what the fuck's that about?
We are fired up from Studio A and across the land today. I've got this whole story to get to. Belly, way to start us off today. We are just getting started, and we still haven't even figured out how to get you guys your cash. We'll do that all next on Looch Dog in the Morning.
At LITMRadio.com.